Madeline Bragg, kind enough to take some time out of her postgame to join us here. And I know there's a lot of people that want to talk to you, so I appreciate you taking some time here. Great win for you guys. Kind of a tough game to start for you, but you come back after the foul trouble, you get the job done. Is it difficult to compete in a game like this when you're going like crazy and they call a couple of fouls on you early and then you got to come back and make it happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard just to get in that flow in the second half after you sat for, you know, 16 minutes. But, of course, it's better that than foul out. And I trusted my teammates, and they got the job done. You know, they stretched it out early, and it was kind of pretty easy from there. Just had to keep the lead, play defense, take with a three-point line, and they did that. So I'm proud of them.
No doubt about it. A couple of nice blocks from you in this one as well. And I've been talking for the last couple weeks about the 1-2 punch of yourself and Rihanna Phillippe. And Rio's been great. You've been great the last – I mean, you've been great all season, but in the last couple weekends in particular, I mean, she finishes this game with a career-high 11 assists. She's had a pretty good career, and 11 assists for you, or for her, a lot of those to you as well. What's that 1-2 punch like? Because you guys are always just on the same page, feels like.
Yeah, I mean, we've played together for 3 years, so that kind of comes with it too. But we're so close off the court, and we've just kind of gotten used to it. I come down in the trail and just set the ball screen. It's just kind of automatic, and especially when teams don't understand how to guard it, then we just kind of keep attacking it. And why fix something if it's not broken? You know, you don't want to change that if it's going to keep rolling like that. So, you know, me and Rio, just we are kind of like that dynamic. We have that bond that helps on the court too, and that's really nice.
Everybody knows that you're going to play well, Rio's going to play well, Mick's going to play well. You just kind of need the others to step up. Felt like this was one of those games where everybody had a big impact. Izzy Moore had some great defensive possessions. Morgan Fiedler's diving on the ground for some loose balls. I thought tonight Elena Beneke was the Elena that we've kind of grown to love and see. I mean, just your teammates tonight, it felt like they had some of their best games collectively.
Yeah, I'm really proud of them. In our little pregame huddle, I kind of just was like, we've prepped all year for this moment, and I believe in each and every single one of you. We've put in the work, and now it's time for us to go out and shine and just do what we do. Also, playing them 3 times in a matter of 5 weeks, their tensions are high, you know. It's kind of a weird little rivalry between us and USF, so the energy was high, and that was good. And they were all really excited to play, and, you know, we wanted to put that sticker on the board, and that's what we did. So I'm proud of them, always.
5 straight wins for you guys over USF. Head coach Paula Kruger will be joining us here in a little bit. We're talking with Madeline Bragg on Fox Sports Everdeen. Maybe a couple more before we get you out of here. What was the mood in the locker room afterwards looking like?
Energetic. We're all super excited. You know, in my career and in Rio, I guess Rio's, we've never put a sticker on the board. We've never paid it past the quarterfinal, and that was kind of our mission this year. One game at a time, just keep attacking, and then we'll, you know, take it day by day. Don't rush it. The regional standings are out. You know, we're in it. That's exciting, but you can't think about that right now. You got to just keep pushing, and that's kind of just our mentality. We're just excited to play. It's fun. It's March. Anything can happen, so...
Well, you watched CSP yesterday. They took care of business over St. Cloud. What's the outlook for them for Monday?
People
are hitting me left and right over here. I'm shaking hands. I'm like, hey, I'm on the air over here. So I get it.
You know, we haven't scouted it yet. We haven't done any film, but I'm sure it'll be the same game plan as last time. They've got, you know, a good point guard, a really good true post. She's, you know, the defensive player of the year, so we're going to have to figure out a way to go around her. But I'm sure that, you know, if we keep this energy, we're pretty unbeatable. Like, we're hard to guard and hard to beat when we have that intensity and energy coming into games. So hopefully we can keep that going for tomorrow.
Can we make tomorrow like a holiday in Aberdeen to keep everybody down here? I mean, the crowd was fantastic.
Seriously,
for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, it's like Walk South is kind of what we've called it in the past. And you could feel that energy, you know, a couple big threes, you hear them. It's always nice, you know, because a lot of teams don't get that. And I'm really thankful that, you know, Aberdeen cares so much about women's sports and just basketball in general. It's exciting when you look in the stands and you see that many people.
No question about it. Congratulations on the win tomorrow. We'll see you in the semifinals.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.